I think everyone is familiar with the passage, "Judge not lest ye be judged." A reminder that God is the supreme judge. So then what do we do about these readings this weekend? First, let me say something about that quote on the principles of the church's understanding in scripture scholarship. You have to see everything in the context, and that passage is within a context in the gospel that says that God alone is the one who judges one's actions. He understands the interior disposition of every soul, and he's the only one who can judge that. Jesus is warning them about this because in the context, it was to the Pharisees and the Sadducees who were making judgments. So he was saying, you are not judge and jury about everything that happens in life, especially if you're willing to grant somebody else a hardship rather than the same thing you yourself would commit. So you have to remember that when we say, judge not lest ye be judged, otherwise we may say that everything in the culture is up for game. And that's not the truth. If you don't believe something or say something or raise your fist in solidarity with something, then somehow that is judged on you. And that is not true. In the readings, Ezekiel and Jesus are saying, we may have to go to another person and say what you are saying or what you are doing is wrong. It's sinful. It could lead you to alienation between you and God and others. So it's always pointing out to the point where not screaming in someone's face of what they think someone is doing is wrong, but bringing it to the person quietly. And if you need to bring somebody else along to help testify, then good. If you need to bring the church in, because she is a definitive thought on all things, matters of faith and morals. If we do this and it leads to someone's conversion, praise the Lord. It benefits them and it benefits us. If we don't warn somebody about what they are doing wrong, then it's on them, but it's also on us that we do not prevent them. If we look at judge not being judged, just that quote, we wouldn't have to listen then to our parents, would we? We wouldn't have to listen to teachers or police officers or judges or priests. If we say anything I do is fine, I'm the sole judge on myself and my actions, then we may be leading ourselves or others into something wrong. And we do know what is right or wrong, good or bad, harmful or safe. So our parents, our teachers, those in authority, when they are saying something, they are making a judgment, but for the good of another, because they know what is good, right, and just. And for us priests, we have to be able to warn you and warn ourselves what is of God and what is not of God for our life here and for life eternal. If you saw a child playing around a hot stove, you would never say, well, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to judge them. That's, you know, it's their life. They can do what they want. We would immediately say, no, don't touch that, because we care. We want to protect. We want to make sure they're safe. Jesus is saying that we may need to do that as well to keep someone safe from the fires of hell so that we can live in a right relationship. St. Paul reminds us that everything that we do in following God's commandments is not to stifle or limit our creativity, but it's doing so is that God is protecting us for what would harm us. And in following the love of God and love of our neighbor and following his law is truly a sign of our love, because we're responding to that gift of love that God calls each one of us to do. The scriptures and the teachings of the church call us to return to that right living, because the ultimate goal is to be with God forever in heaven and to lead someone away from sin so that they can come back to heaven is a true blessing. It is a sign of our love for that person. I think we have to be very careful with the voices that are in the world today. If they are advocating for things contrary to God and the teachings that he has left to us and leading us away from him, then we could be in trouble. And Jesus reminds us that There will come a day when there will be those who will say good is evil and evil is good. And I think we are there right now. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Follow that. His voice is truth. He himself is truth. And to help lead people to that truth, to our words, our actions, and sometimes even to admonish or challenge in charity, it will benefit us, it will benefit them, it can benefit society so that we are following Christ in all things.